Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Regga-style base wobble shape in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make the low end feel huge, rhythmic, and alive without wrecking the drop. This is a very drum and bass kind of move. Your bass has to do two jobs at once. It needs to hold down the sub, and it needs to move with the groove. If the wobble is too static, the drop feels flat. If it moves too wildly, the low end falls apart. So we're going to keep the foundation solid and automate the character on top. Now, before we even touch the synth, think like a drum and bass producer. Start with the drums first, or at least imagine where they're going to hit. The best Regga bass movement usually locks in with the snare, ghost notes, and little gaps in the break. The groove lives in the relationship between bass and drums, not in the sound design by itself. Let's start with a clean MIDI clip. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavetable. Keep the part simple, seriously simple. Use one note per hit, or a small repeating pattern with space in between. In Regga and jungle influence DNB, less can hit harder because the bass has room to breathe. Keep the notes in a low mid range, but don't go crazy busy yet. At this stage, we're just building a phrase that leaves space for the drums to speak. If the MIDI timing feels off, fix that before you start twisting knobs. A lot of wobble problems are actually rhythm problems. Now we're going to separate the sub from the movement. That's a huge part of getting a proper floor shaking low end. You want the sub to stay clean and mono, while the wobble character lives above it. If you want a simple beginner setup, duplicate the instrument or use an audio effect rack to split the signal into two layers. On the sub layer, use something clean like operator or a sine-based sound in Wavetable. Keep it centered and stable. This layer should almost feel boring, and that's a good thing. On the wobble layer, use a richer Wavetable, something saw-like or harmonically fuller. That layer is where the attitude lives. If you want a little width, keep it subtle and only in the mid layer. Don't widen the sub. Keep that dead center. Next, let's shape the tone. Add saturator after the wobble layer and give it a little drive. Start light. We're talking a bit of grit. Not total destruction. Turn soft clip on if needed so the bass gets thicker without getting nasty in the wrong way. Then add EQ8. If there's rumble down low, gently clear it out around 30 to 40 Hz. If the wobble gets harsh in the upper mids, dip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. The idea is to make the bass rude, but still controlled. In drum and bass, you want energy, not mush. If you want a little more punch, you can add drum bus very lightly. Just a touch of drive and maybe a tiny bit of crunch. Be careful with boom on the bass if your sub already carries the weight. We want impact, not a blurry low end. Now for the core wobble movement. In Wavetable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Use a low pass filter to start, and keep the movement musical. A good starting point is a rate of 1/8 notes for a slower, more Regga bounce, or 1/16 notes for a tighter roller feel. For the cutoff, start darker if you want tension. Then let it open up as the phrase develops. A darker bass around the start of the drop can make the later part feel way bigger when it opens. That contrast is what gives the wobble shape its power. Now switch to arrangement view and turn on automation mode. This is where the bass starts becoming part of the arrangement instead of just a loop. Automate the filter cutoff across 4 or 8 bars. A good beginner shape is this: darker at the start, brighter in the middle, a little more closed for contrast, then open again near the end. Think in energy windows. Not every bar needs the same intensity. Let the bass breathe, then hit harder when it matters. For example, if you're working with a 4-bar loop, you might start around 250 Hz and open it up toward 900 Hz by the end. Keep the motion smooth unless you specifically want to switch up. This kind of gradual movement makes the bass feel like it's performing, not just sitting there. You can also automate the LFO amount, so the wobble itself gets deeper or more restrained over time. Or automate the saturator drive so the last bar has extra bite. Even a tiny boost in drive before a phrase change can make the drop feel more dangerous. Another really effective trick is to automate note length and space. Go back into the MIDI clip and shorten some notes so the bass leaves room for the snare and break details. In Regga DNB, that call and response feeling is everything. Let the bass answer the drums instead of smearing across every hit. If your drums are busy, especially with chopped breaks and ghost notes, use silence on purpose. A short rest before the snare can hit harder than another long note. Sometimes the most powerful bass move is simply getting out of the way for a moment. Now let's add a second layer of movement. Keep this subtle. You don't want every parameter fighting for attention. Pick one more thing to automate, like Wavetable position, resonance, or drive. A small rise in resonance can emphasize the wobble peak. A small drive bump in the last bar can make the phrase feel like it's lifting off. If you use delay or echo, keep it filtered and restrained. This is for tiny rhythmic flavor, not for washing out your low end. In drum and bass, clarity is everything in the drop. The effects should support the bass, not blur it. Now do a mono check. Put utility on the bass group and keep the low end centered. If the bass sounds huge in solo but weak with the drums, that's not a failure. That's just the mix telling you it needs balancing in context. Check the kick and snare relationship. The kick still has to punch through, and the snare needs to stay clean and forward. The sub should feel powerful, but it should not crowd the drum bus. Use spectrum if you need to see where the low end is building up too much. Now we arrange the wobble like a real drop. Don't loop the same movement forever. Give the section a shape. Start darker, bring in the main rhythm, open the filter more, then pull the bass back for a bar so the drums can breathe. Bring it back with more grit, maybe add a tiny fill or pitch movement, and then tease the next section with a partial filter close. That tension and release is what makes the drop feel like it's going somewhere. If you want to push it further, try resampling the bass once it feels right. Record it as audio onto a new track. That gives you more control. You can cut the best parts, reverse tiny sections for transitions, and keep your CPU lighter. It also makes it easier to treat the bass like arrangement material instead of endlessly tweaking the synth. Here's the big beginner takeaway. Keep the sub stable, keep the wobble controlled, and make the bass respond to the drums. The best ragga-style wobble is not just heavy, it's rhythmic, it breathes, it speaks. So as you build your own version, remember the core formula. Clean mono sub, moving mid-bass layer. One main automation lane first, usually filter cutoff. Then one extra lane for character. Short gaps around the snare. And a phrase shape that opens, closes, and opens again. That's how you get that floor-shaking low end in Ableton Live 12 without losing the groove. Alright, now go build it. Keep it tight, and let the bass talk.